Heart of the Cross, written by Emily Madden and read by Rebecca McCauley. I need to be at work early tomorrow. Mrs. O'Brien is relying on me. Rosie Hart duly informed her friend Sinead, steadfast in her resolve not to be swayed. But Sinead Colleen Murphy had a way with swaying. Her ma had once commented that Sinead could sell ice to an Eskimo, and Rosie had not a doubt in the world she could. But I'm relying on you, Rosaline. Sinead pouted. I may be meeting my future husband after all, and I promise, if it all goes to plan, you're sure to be my head bridesmaid. Rosie sighed. She hadn't been able to say no to Sinead since they were 6 years old, when she had convinced Rosie that her mother wouldn't mind if she chopped off her long blonde ringlets. Sinead was wrong. Aoife Hart had minded very much. Rosie had spent the better part of the next 6 months looking like a mop, until her hair was long enough for her mother to even it out. Apparently, he's quite a ladies man, Sinead continued, her voice full of awe, eyes full of stars. A bad boy, she added wistfully. Well, I want nothing to do with no Englishman, or any other man for that matter. As I said, I have a job to be at tomorrow. Rosie was aware how prim she sounded, but she meant every word. She'd not long started with Mrs. O'Brien as an apprentice dressmaker, and she was told she showed promise. Rosie had plans. One day, she would design her own clothes, and she'd have someone else make them, and she'd be damned if she would let some man ruin all that. Ah, Rosalind, just one drink. Come on, do it for me. Sinead was the only person in the world to call her by her full name. One drink, Rosie said firmly, but knew already her threat was a lost cause. Sure, just the one. Sinead sagely nodded her flame-coloured head, but it was the mischievous twinkle in her hazel eyes that revealed her true intentions. Rosie sighed once more, and Sinead cheered victoriously, looping her arm through Rosie's and leading them into the frost-bitten late March afternoon. The day was waning, night slowly creeping in, and soon darkness would throw its thick velvet cloak over the streets of Tinnahealy, and the faint glow of the streetlights would cast their amber shadows. Rosie shivered against her thick coat, and automatically Sinead pulled her closer, warming her. She may be annoying at times, but Sinead knew Rosie better than anyone. She was more than her best friend. She was the sister Rosie never had, and Rosie knew the feeling was mutual. Sinead was the youngest of seven, and the only girl.